to get to work or school, maybe. Your children might catch a school bus, or perhaps you just use the bus occasionally to go to an appointment. What's it been like? Have you had your service cancelled lately? Has there been many disruptions to your local services? It's no secret there is a serious bus driver shortage here on the Gold Coast, and it has been impacting local services. Transport Minister Mark Bailey says possible changes to working visas are now being considered to make it easier to attract new drivers. And I spoke to him a few moments ago.
Yeah, look, workers are hard to find in many, many industries at the moment, and that does include also bus drivers. So, with the full employment situation, staff are hard to get hold of. So, I know the bus industry are keen to have some redefinition of some of the visa categories, at least on a temporary basis, for bus drivers to be declared as essential workers. So I know they're making representations to the federal government to see if that can be done so that, at least in the short term, there can be some more bus drivers on tap so that we can make sure those services are provided 100% of the time.
This is something that New Zealand has done quite well. It's been quite successful over there with addressing a bus driver shortage. Are you confident that this will be something that can happen quite quickly?
Well, again, a matter for the federal government, but I think the fact that it's not classified as essential is a bit surprising, particularly just at least on a temporary basis. So I think there's certainly some merit to looking at it. And the employment situation might change in Australia in a year or two. It might be a bit different. So, I don't think it's necessarily something that would be a permanent change. But we know that while we're still providing, 98% of services, the supply of drivers is so tight that if we do get the flu getting around or what have you, it is difficult not to cancel some services if we just don't have the drivers. So I guess people are trying to be pragmatic about solving a problem to make sure the public's, the services to the public aren't interrupted.
Yes, and as you say, certainly an essential service to the public, whether it's the winter flu season or not.
Sure is.
Another issue that has been, a real problem for some members of the Gold Coast community in the southern suburbs with the construction of the M1 and the noise, the overnight noise, a real headache for some residents. You have an update that you can give us this morning.
Yeah, look, I do. I think, everyone's pleased to see this massive upgrade on the M1 to six lanes down to Tugan. We've already opened the exit 85 to 87 section, but there's been some very heavy work that's been required in these remaining sections at the southern end. And I know it's had some real impacts on local residents, which I do apologise for. We adjusted our work schedule to three nights a week and made a limit on how late it would be. And my advice to me is that we've kept to that. But I am happy to report to local residents that that is the end of the heavy piling as of yesterday. So there should be no more. They're now looking at the switch there so they can get in and get other work done. But look, piling is always the worst and the noisiest. So I'm my sincere apologies to local residents for the impacts. We do need a better M1, and it should be over now. So let's hope it's the feedback is consistent with that over the next few days. But that's the advice to me.
We do need a new M1, and we do need a good night's sleep, though. So that is some good news, Minister. Thank you for the update this morning.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Queensland's Transport Minister Mark Bailey with an update to the M1 upgrades, the end of heavy piling. Certainly good news for those suffering through that heavy construction work happening when they were trying to sleep. Robert Dow is from Rail Back on Track, and he's welcomed the attempt to classify bus drivers as essential workers. And he also says retired bus drivers should be encouraged back into the industry.
We welcome the move by the state government to advance that. There was talk about doing this in 2022, in fact, so we're delighted that the state government has finally got on the bus, so to speak.
Yes.
There is a bus driver shortage, particularly on the Gold Coast. We've been following the service disruptions now very closely since last September. And in fact, this year there's been a 38% increase across the board of service disruptions, mainly service cancellations, buses not turning up, which has been disappointing. Northern Gold Coast particularly has been hit hard, as has been reported on your radio station. Mm. So we hope that this is advanced quickly and that we do get more drivers on board with the different bus operators, not only Kinetic and the Gold Coast, but throughout Queensland we've seen problems in various jurisdictions from time to time. At the moment, though, the Gold Coast is perhaps the real concern, together with Brisbane. So we're delighted that the state government is moving ahead with prioritising these visas for bus drivers.
The minister made an interesting point about, you know, coming into the winter season when people get sick, get the flu, and there are more days off, so it's staff are even harder to come by in winter.
Oh, exactly, yeah. So everyone take the time to get vaccinated against the flu. I think it's a pretty good idea. I'm a retired medical scientist, so I'm coming from a medical background.
Not just a transport expert.
I had my flu vax a week or so ago, so I think it's a good thing to do.
How?
The other thing too, I had an interesting conversation, Sarah, with a retired tram and bus driver. He used to drive for Brisbane, actually. And he made the point that there was a suggestion of getting some of the retired bus drivers back, particularly perhaps to help out with school runs. But he pointed out that there is an upfront cost in terms of a medical examination and licence fees. So perhaps if the state government could see their way to give those upfront fees to returning bus drivers, that might help as well.
Another solution potentially being offered, getting those retired bus drivers back into the industry to help out in some way, if not even a full-time basis, but in some capacity. How long do you think this may all take, though, getting these visa categories redefined and classifying bus drivers as essential workers? How long do you expect something like that to take?
Well, it's long-term, really. It's going to take 6 to 12 months, in our opinion. So they need to sort of focus on local recruitment as best they can. The state government has the resources. Translink has the resources. We think our bus operators need to be supported a lot more in terms of advertising for bus drivers. Buses are running around with destination boards saying bus drivers required, but more needs to be done to make bus driving a worthwhile occupation. They need to make sure that the buses are safe, that they have deployed senior network officers out to give some protection to bus drivers. There has been some negative publicity, which doesn't help. So the state government, we think, has a role in supporting all bus operators throughout Queensland in attracting more drivers to fill the shortage that is everywhere at the moment, unfortunately.
Yes, unfortunately indeed. That is Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track, talking about some possible solutions to the bus driver shortage here on the Gold Coast, perhaps encouraging some retired bus drivers back into the industry and welcoming the Transport Minister Mark Bailey's discussion around those possible changes to working visas, reclassifying drivers or bus drivers as essential workers. It is 17 minutes to 9 o'clock.